Okay, a very interesting trivia question about Parshas Vayetze is, how long did Yaakov Avinu have to wait after marrying Leah before Lavan agreed to give him Rachel? This is a question that I was asked when I was a young boy. Most people have the gut reaction that it must have been 7 years. We know that Yaakov worked 7 years for Leah, 7 years for Rachel, so you assume that, well, he must have had to work for another 7 years before he got Rachel. But the Pasuk says, Beferish, that that's not the case. The Pasuk says that Lavan told Yaakov, Male Shavua Zos, V'nitna Lecha Gam Ezos. Just finished the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, as Rashi says, of Leah, and then I'll give you Rachel. Bavodasher Tavodi Modi, Od Sheva Shonim Acheros. On condition that you work for me another 7 years for Rachel, after the Shivas Yimei HaMishta of Leah, I'll give you Rachel. So I figured maybe we talk a little bit about Sheva Brachas. Maybe we take the opportunity to talk about Sheva Brachas this morning, which of course is the highlight of the Shivas Yimei HaMishta. The Gemara in Ksubis is the source for the principles of Sheva Brachas. The Gemara says that we're mevarchim berchas chasanim kol shiva, during the entire Shivas Yimei HaMishta we say berchas chasanim, but says the Gemara, v'hu shebo ponim chadoshos. The only requirement that you need is that they have to be ponim chadoshos. The purpose of the Sheva Brachas is to add to the simcha of the chasam akala. If there is a simcha of chasam akala, so then we say Sheva Brachas. If you have ponim chadoshos, if there's someone who would be marba simcha for the chasam akala, so then you can make the Sheva Brachas. We know that Sheva Brachas is only recited if you eat a meal. If there's a seuda which has a brichas amazon as part of it, so then Sheva Brachas is recited. We don't say Sheva Brachas stam in the velterein. It's interesting, there is a minute quoted in the Rosh and Ksubis that some used to say Sheva Brachas even without a seuda. They quote the minig that on Shabbos of the week of Sheva Brachas, Shabbos Sheva Brachas, right? So they would walk the Chasan and Kala, they'd be Malava the Chasan and Kala home from shul, and they would say Sheva Brachas right there and then. Shabbos, of course, is the exception to the rule that you don't need Panim Chadashos, because Shabbos itself is Panim Chadashos. There's no need to have any new person who wasn't at any of the other Seudos or wasn't at the Chuppah. So there's no requirement of Panim Chadashos on Shabbos, but the Chiddush of the Rosh, the Chiddush of this minig that the Rosh quotes, is that even though they didn't have a meal with the Chasan HaKala, they just were Malava the Chasan HaKala, there wasn't even a Kiddush, right? There was no Kiddush, there was no Cholin, no Kishka, no Kugel, nothing. They just were Malava the Chasan HaKala together, and they would make Sheva Brachas. So the Rosh says that they asked Rav Haigon, is this the proper thing to do? So he said, it's not the worst thing to do, but he doesn't think it's a minig yafa. He doesn't think it's the right thing to do. Because really, you should only make Sheva Brachas if it's part of a Seuda. He doesn't say that explicitly, but that's probably what he's referring to. You should only make Sheva Brachas as part of a Seuda. And he quotes a Mesechta Sofrim. There's a halacha in the Mesechta Sofrim. At the end of Seder Nezikin, there are different Mesechtos Ketanos. Mesechta Sofrim, Mesechta Smoches, and Kala Rabosi. Different Mesechtos. Interesting likutim of different Tanaitic sources. So at the end of Perek Yutessa, Mesechta Sofrim, it says, Nagu baboke lomar birchas chasanim alakos basara, v'chein ba'erev kodem seuda. So the Rosh says that it would sound from the Mesechta Sofrim, Mechem Ba'erev Kodem Seuda, it sounds like you really could make a Birchas Chasanim even outside the context of a Seuda. It's interesting because the Gra, in his Girsa, in his Nuscha to the Mesechta Sofrim, he changes the Girsa from Kodem HaSeuda to Achar HaSeuda. Quite an interesting difference over there, right? The Gra apparently was troubled by this. The Gra feels that you shouldn't say Sheva Brachas outside the context of a Seuda. So he changes the Girsa in the Mesechta Sofrim to read that they would say Sheva Brachas after the Seuda, not before the Seuda. One could even say, by the way, that even according to the Girsa that we have, you could say that if it's Kodem HaSeuda, meaning if they're going to have a Seuda immediately afterwards, maybe even that Sheva Brachas is linked to a Seuda. To say a Sheva Brachas outside the context of a Seuda, which is the minhag that the Rosh is talking about, that's totally different. That's just saying a Sheva Brachas without any Seuda. Maybe what the Mesechta Sofrim is saying is even if you have a Seuda that's coming up, you can say a Sheva Brachas before him because it's linked to the Seuda that's coming afterwards. In fact, that could be the simple answer to how we can make a Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah without a Seuda. Is there a Seuda at that Sheva Brachas? At first glance, not. Because even though we're going to have a Seuda later, but we make a Sheva Brachas after that Seuda. So, l'chora, the Sheva Brachas that we have at the Chuppah is totally different. It's a Sheva Brachas outside the context of a Seuda. maybe what we could say is that Sheva Brachas is not really outside the context of a Seuda. It's this Sheva Brachas al shame the Seuda that's coming up. It's the Sheva Brachas linked to the Seuda that's coming up. If that's the case, then you would really need a Panim Chadashos at the Sheva Brachas after the Seuda. Right? You need someone who wasn't at the Chuppah. Because if everyone at the Chuppah, if the only people at the Sheva Brachas of the Seuda were also at the Chuppah, so then it doesn't make any sense to say Sheva Brachas. We said the Sheva Brachas al shame this particular Seuda. So it's interesting. It's interesting to know exactly what the nature of the Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah is. We assume that Sheva Brachas always has to be recited in conjunction with the Seuda. It's part. It's said after Birchas Hamazon, after a Seuda. So the question is, so what do we make a Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah for? So some suggest, no, the Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah is a different Mechayev, it's a different Halacha. So it's not really related to this at all. Others claim, no, maybe that Sheva Brachas really is linked to a Seuda. It's linked to the Seuda that's coming up. And then you would have to say that if you don't have Panim Chadoshos at the Sheva Brachos of that Suda, there really would be a problem to say Sheva Brachos after the Suda. It's interesting. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Kiddushin and Siman Samach Beis Sif Hei says, Mevarchem Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim Acher Birchas Hamazon B'chol Suda U'Suda She'ochlem Sham. So we pass in the Sheva Brachos throughout the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, aside from Sheva Brachos at the Chuppah. Sheva Brachas normally has to be recited in conjunction with Birchas Hamazon, it has to be recited after a Seuda. So even though there is this minig that the Rosh quoted, we don't paskin like this minig. We assume that you always have to say Sheva Brachas is part of a Seuda. Yes?
If that's the case, if the Sheva Brachas at the Chasna are linked to the one after, are linked to the meal, but why do you need an extra Sheva Brachas after the meal?
No, so what I'm suggesting is maybe that Sheva Brachas is because people, it used to be the old minig was, people who were at the Chuppah, not everyone at the meal was at the chuppah. Maybe they did a chuppah, you know, with a few people, and maybe other people came to the meal. And now there's a minig that's the exact opposite of that. Sometimes they make a big chuppah, and then they only invite family to the meal because they want to cut down on the expenses of the chasen in general. There are different takonas that have been made in different communities now. But so they'll only invite the family to the meal, but the family mistama was at the chuppah. It's hard to believe that you can have a Panim Chadoshos then at the Seudas. That's a real question. Could you say Sheva Brachas then? Maybe the Sheva Brachas, maybe the way it's done, I don't know. I have to talk to people who do this. But maybe the way it's done is that they actually don't make Sheva Brachas before the dancing. They have the meal for the family. Then they have a Simchas Chasan V'Chala for the whole community. And then maybe they actually have like a mezonos, people eat something, maybe some people from the community actually do eat a little bit, then they make a Sheva Brachos with these other individuals, and then there really is a Panim Chadoshos. They dance with the Chosin and Kala, they pick them up, whatever. Right? They've added Simcha to the Chosin and the Kala, so maybe then the Taka is Panim Chadoshos, and maybe you could say Sheva Brachos afterwards. I'm not sure what they do. It could be the old minig was that the people who came to each, did not come to both. Some people were at the Chuppah, some people were at the Suda, and they weren't exactly the same. It's an interesting shaila, actually, that someone raised a number of years ago. Can you have the chuppah and the suda in two different places? That normally doesn't happen. We have halls. But if you have a chuppah in a shul, there are some out-of-town communities where they'll have the chuppah in the shul, and then they'll have the meal in a hall that's not in the shul. Different place. I've been a chasen, not too many, but I've been a chasen where the chuppah and the suda are not held in the same place. So if the Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah is really al shem the Suda that's coming up, it seems a little bit strange to have it in a different place. I guess the Pashup Shad is we assume it's not. We assume it's a different Mechayev. It's a different Sheva Brachas. That Sheva Brachas can be outside the context of Suda. Every other Sheva Brachas has to be in the context of Suda. Maybe we assume that Ein Simcha Ela Ba'achila. Normally, you don't have a Simcha without Achila. But the Chuppah itself, the Chasana itself, Ein Lecha Simcha Gedol Mizeh. So maybe there's no need to have achila to be mechayev in Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas is always recited if there's this tremendous simcha for the chasen and the kala. So at the chuppah is definitely a simcha. Every other time that you have Sheva Brachas, it has to be in the context of a suda to make sure that there's going to be simcha. Maybe that's the answer to the question. Yes?
Does the suda have to be watching specifically? Because people usually eat before the chuppah anyways. So it's kind of linked to that maybe.
The shmogesbud.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We wash,
I think we generally assume it has to be a washing meal. It's not called a seuda if you're not washing. We're gonna show in just a moment that actually, you know what? Let's hold on that. It might relate to something I'm gonna talk about in just a second. Yeah.
So do you, during the week of Shabbat, not in the chasen, you need
have new faces at every single Sheva Brachos?
Yes, every single Sheva Brachos. It's not on Shabbos, you would need Panim Chadashos. If not, there would be no Chiyuv to make Sheva Brachos. That's why they work very hard. Ten Panim Chadashos? No, one. As long as there's one Panim Chadashos. If you have, okay, first of all, Sheva Brachos is only recited by Asara. We saw the Shulchan Aruch says that you need a minion. So it has to be Befarhesi, it has to be a Dover Tziburi, it has to be a community event. But the Panim Chadashos do not have to be the entire ten, doesn't have to be the whole minion. But you have to have one person. And there's a whole question, what exactly does that mean? Panim Chadashos, what a new face is enough? It has to be someone who adds simcha for the chosen and kala. You know, sometimes you go to a Sheva Brachos and the person who's making the Sheva Brachos is certainly a friend of the chosen and kala, but they don't have any Panim Chadashos. They invite the family. And there's someone from their community, from the person who's making the Sheva Brachos. So they invite some guy from the community. He doesn't know the chosen and kala at all. He doesn't want to meet the chosen and kala. He feels embarrassed. He's sort of sitting in the corner. And like the chosen and kala walk in and say, where's the Panim Chadashos? Oh, he's there. Oh, the guy with his head down, who's sort of looking the other way. I don't know if that's a Panim Chadashos. You know, it's got to be someone who's adds simcha to the chassan and the kala. If not, the whole thing is a joke. It's a mamish joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's really someone who adds simcha to the chassan and kala, won't they invite the person to the wedding?
No. not necessarily. It could be that the person is far away. It could be he couldn't come to the chassan. There are some people who can't come, so then they come to a Sheva Brachos. That's the best thing to do. Meaning, the fact that the chassan or kala invited the person to the Sheva Brachos and they couldn't make it, that shows that this is an individual who would be my best simcha for the chassan or kala. So if they come to the Sheva Brachos, there couldn't be anything better than that. Even if not that way, sometimes the chassan or kala wouldn't invite someone, but he's a long lost friend and he shows up to the Sheva Brachos and they say, hey, how are you? That's also my best simcha to the chassan or kala, right? So you gotta know who you're inviting. If it's Stam, a neighbor that you have who doesn't know the chassan and kala at all. So sometimes they take him over. They take the person over and says, oh, this is so-and-so. You know, he's a friend of mine. And the person says, oh, I was so happy to hear about your chassan. This doesn't really happen that much. But, you know, the guy says, you know, I was so happy. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I'm just helping my friend. If he's happy to be there and the chassan feels like, oh, it's so nice that people came out for me, if he's deluded into thinking that it's so nice that people came out to him, so then maybe it's good enough. But it's really best to try to find someone who could be a bona fide Panim Chadashos who really adds simcha to the chassan and kala. Okay, so if we're only going to recite Sheva Brachos at the Seuda, that opens up a question. The question is, what exactly are these Sheva Brachos? We're saying Sheva Brachos at the Seuda. We're saying them as part of the benching, but the question is, what does that mean? Is the Sheva Brachos viewed as a chelik of the Birchas HaMazon? Is that the takonas Chachamim to say Sheva Brachos? That now that the Chachamim instituted that you should say Sheva Brachos at the Suda, so they become part of the Birchas HaMazon? Or is the whole Suda just a Hecha Timtza? It's a Hecha Timtza. It's a means for creating a context of Simcha in which you'll recite Sheva Brachos. Now, where do we recite Sheva Brachos? The emes is you could have recited them throughout the meal. Chazal said, okay, if you're going to recite Sheva Brachos, let's put it together with the Birchas HaMazon. You're saying other brachas at the end of the meal, you might as well just put it at the end of the meal. But it's not that it's linked to Birchas HaMazon. That's a shaila that some of the Rishonim seem to address. They seem to allude to. Should we assume that once Sheva Brachos, aside from the Sheva Brachos at the Chuppah, all other Sheva Brachos are in conjunction with the Seuda? Is that because the Seuda is just a context for Simcha? That ain't Simcha Ela Ba'achila? So it's a hechet timtza for simcha, together with Panim Chadashos. It's a hechet timtza for simcha, so that's why we have Sheva Brachos at the Seuda. It's not that it's linked to the Birchas HaMazon per se. We just misader it together with the other brachos that we have at the end of the Seuda. Or no, maybe we should say that Chazal actually linked it and made it a part of the Birchas HaMazon. That's the takana derabanan. That of course you should have it as part of the Seuda, because the Seuda is a makom for simcha. But once it's part of the Seuda, it's linked to the Birchas HaMazon and it's part and parcel of the Birchas HaMazon. The tour in Simon Samach Beis, let me read to you the lashon of the tour and you tell me what the tour holds. Mevarchen osa kol shiva achar achila v'hushi yehesham panim chadashos. The tour says, Mevarchen osa, we say the Berachas Chasadim kol shiva achar achila v'hushi yehesham panim chadashos. What does the tour hold about the nature of Sheva Brachos? Is it part of the Berachas HaMazon or is it just being recited in the Seuda because the Achil is a context of Simcha, so we can say the Sheva Brachos in the Achil. Yeah.
I would say it's probably very much another.
Why?
Because if it was, because otherwise you could say it in the midst of Seuda.
Okay, fine. But does he mention anything about the Birchas HaMazon? No. The Lashon of the Torah is Mevarchen Asah Kol Shiva Achar Achila. He says, after you eat. So he's focusing on the Achila. He's not focusing on the Birchas HaMazon itself. The impression you get from the Torah is that Sheva Brachos is recited in the meal, or it's recited as part of Birchas HaMazon, because Birchas HaMazon is said at the end of the meal. I really have to link the Sheva Brachos to an Achila. It's not that I have to link them to Birchas HaMazon. This is exactly what the Bach writes. Not actually on that tour, but in a different comment of the tour, a little bit further on, the Bach says, some make a Sheva Brachos even outside the context of a Seuda. He says, Hilgach ein issa b'davar, ela she'eno minag yofet. It's not proper to do that. That's the Lashon of the Rush. The roi hoya levarach zayin brachos b'seuda, she'oz ikar ribui simcha. The Bach says, the reason why we say the Sheva Brachos during the Seuda is because then there's a ribui simcha. And he stops at that. He doesn't say that the Sheva Brachos have been linked to the Birchas HaMazon, Chazal instituted at the part of Birchas HaMazon. He says there's a Ribui Simcha to Seuda. That's why we say Sheva Brachos is part of the Seuda. The Rambam seems to imply otherwise. The Brisker Rebbe was medak from the Rambam and Ilchas Brachos in Perek Beis. The Rambam is talking about Birchas HaMazon, and he's mentioning all of the different Azkaros that we have in Birchas HaMazon. Yalav Yavon, Yom Tov, and Alanisim, and Chanukah, and Purim, and Ritzei on Shabbos. And as part of all these Hazkaras that the Rabbi mentions in Hilchas Baruchas, the Perek Beis, he mentions in Halacha Tes, he says, Beveis Chasanim, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim, Achar Dale Baruchas Eilu. What does he mention? Birchas Chasanim, Sheva Baruchas is the same as Yalav Yavon, it's the same as Ritzei? It's a Hazkar in Birchas HaMazon? Lachar does nothing. It's said together with Birchas HaMazon, but it's not a Hazkara. He should mention it in Hilchas Ishus. Hilchas Ishus describes all the halachas of Chuppah and Kedushin and Sheva Brachas. He talks about Sheva Brachas there, Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah. So why doesn't he talk about the Shivas Yimei HaMishta and Sheva Brachas during that week in Hilchas Ishus? Why does he mention it in Hilchas Brachas and specifically with all the Haskaras of Birchas HaMazon? So that led the Brisker Rav to suggest that maybe the Rambam holds that Chazal actually linked it to Birchas HaMazon. Chazal said that during the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, the Birchas HaMazon has to include a Sheva Brachos. If this is a Suda that has Parim Chadashos and there is Simchas, so Chazal instituted that part of the Birchas HaMazon is the Sheva Brachos. It's like a Hazkar in the Birchas HaMazon. Hazkar during this particular time is to say Sheva Brachos. Some have pointed out that this actually is an old machlokas rishonim, two days in Tosis in Psochim. There's a very interesting Gemara in Psochim, and Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara talks about the case, which doesn't come up that much for us, but it does come up a little bit. I think it came up last year, actually. 2 years ago, I forget. What happens if they're eating Erev Shabbos, if they're eating a meal Erev Shabbos, and Kiddush Olav Hayom, and it became Shabbos, it became Shkia, it became Tzitzik Ochavim, what should they do? So we know when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, some have a minig that they have the Sudas Purim into Shabbos. That's where this comes up. Any other time, we're never going to have such a big meal Erev Shabbos. But Purim could be a long Sudas Purim, and that'll lead into Shabbos. In fact, I think the last time it happened, I had a Talmud who asked me, he had an opportunity to have such a Suda, but is that the better thing to do? Not the better thing to do. I told him it's such a complicated halacha. You know, it's okay if you do it with someone who knows what they're doing, it's one thing, but if you don't, you're going to make mistakes. You make mistakes, you don't know when to say Kiddush and the Hazkaras. Should you make that? Should you mention Al Anisim? Not mention Al Anisim. What do you do with Ritzei? You got to eat a second Kezias. It's a very complicated thing. But if you can do it, Matov, it's interesting. You know, if you're with someone who can do it and who can do it properly, so it's an interesting experience that you can share with your grandchildren. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis in Psachim, quotes Machlokas Tanoim, exactly what to do in such a context. If you're eating a Suda Erev Shabbos and then Kiddush Olav Hayom, so what do you do? So one day in Tanoim, the Tanakama assumes that they bring him a kosher yayin, mevi'in lo kosher yayin, v'omer lo kiddushas hayom, you say Kiddush, v'sheini omer lo birchas hamazon, and you say birchas hamazon on the second cup. Rabbi Yossi says, no, don't stop, continue eating. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ocha v'holecha chetercha gomru kosrisha mevarich lo birchas hamazon v'hasheni omer lo kedusha sayom." Rabbi Yossi says, "Finish your meal first, then you'll bench. You'll have two cups. One you'll say birchas hamazon on, and the other one you'll say kiddush on." That's what he claims you should do. So the Gemara just gets involved in a side point. The Gemara says, "What do you need two cups for? You need two cups, one for birchas hamazon, one for kiddush. Just say kiddush and birchas hamazon on the same cup." So the Gemara answers, no. L'fisha'enos in mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. There's a principle that we don't do mitzvahs in bundles. We don't bundle up mitzvahs. Now this is a very interesting application of this principle. The regular din of enos in mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos, that appears in the Gemara in Sota. That ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, we don't, if there are two sotos, so it's such an uncommon halacha, but let's say there are two sotos that come to the Beis HaMikdash at the same time. So we don't give them from the mayim, we don't give them at the same time. We don't give them to drink at the same time. Okay, let's talk about a nicer context. Let's say there are twin boys who are born. We don't do two milos at the same time. So this comes up. I mean, normally, if there are two different boys from two different families, we're not going to do two milos at the same time. They have different guests and different sudos and different places. But let's say there are two babies born to the same family, so they're going to invite the same guests. Why should they make a different suda? Make the same suda. So the question is, what do we do? That's a real shaila. Mamish comes up. So some are makbid to make a hefsek between the two. Right? If einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos, so then we shouldn't do the two brisim at the same time. So what they normally do is they put some of the drushes between the two brisim. They have the first bris and they make all the brachas. Then they have a couple of drushes. They make a hefsek and they do the second bris. So that's not chavilos chavilos because you're not rushing it. What's the reason why einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Because we want to make sure that it doesn't look like the mitzvahs are bezuyos olav, that it looks like it's domo olav kamasui, as the Rishonim say. It looks like a burden. Ah, you know, instead of just doing one, let's do two. Let's get it over with. Instead of making a nice suda for one and a nice suda for the other and doing them special, you know, separate and special, we should just, you know, make a kugel out of the whole thing. So in order not to make it seem like the mitzvos are a masa, like they're a burden, so therefore we try to separate. That's the normal context of the din of einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. The Gemara Pesachim is saying something a little different. Because here we're not talking about doing two of the same mitzvah in the same setting. Here we're talking about using the same cheftza, the same kos, to fulfill two different mitzvahs. To do birchas hamazon over, a kosher birchas hamazon is a kosher bracha. Then you're going to say kiddush hayom, kiddushas hayom, on the same kos. So that's a different application of chavilas chavilas. It's not exactly the same as the Gemara in Sota. There we're talking about doing the same mitzvah, doing two of the same mitzvah at the same time. Right? You're going to pack in the different mitzvahs. Here, you're talking about using the same cheftza to perform two different mitzvahs, to have two koso shel bracha. Interesting. It's a little different, but it's similar. So that's why the Gemara applies this principle. Of course, everyone asks, so why is every kiddush not a problem of chavilas chavilas? You make a birchas hanenin, and you make the bracha of kiddush. It's two brachas on the same koso. The answer is a birchas hanenin and birchas hamitzvah is not the same. Here, we're talking about birchas hamazon. It's a different koso shel bracha. Right? It's a birchas hanenin in both cases, but it's a different kosher bracha. If it's the same kosher bracha, just making two brachos on the kosher bracha, that might not be a problem. But two different brachos hamitzvah, or two different kosher bracha, that might be a problem of chavilas chavilas. So that's the Gemara. Yes?
What about Havdalah? Using kos from Shalashah,
that's a good question.
Right.
That's a good question.
Some people don't do that.
That's a very good question. Some people don't do that. Yeah, I mean, the problem is they don't want to drink from the kosher birchas hamazon. That's the problem. Since they haven't made havdalah and yet it's after shkia and they've already benched, so they've been misalik themselves from the seuda. So it's a whole shaila if they can really drink from the kosher birchas hamazon. So because they want to drink from the kosher, but they don't want to drink from the kosher right now, so that's why they mitzarif it to another kosher bracha and then they drink from the kosher. It's a whole discussion. It's interesting. There's a corollary. There's another klal that we the poskim have. There's sometimes a principle that we say, well, we did a mitzvah, we did one mitzvah with this chavetz, so let's do another mitzvah with the chavetz. What's an example of that? Beer chametz, right? You did the mitzvah of dalad minim with the lulav, so people take the lulav and they help the beer chametz. So why don't you say, Einos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? No, we did the mitzvah of netilas lulav, we shouldn't do the mitzvah of beer chametz. So apparently it's different, right? The idea over there is, it's not chavilos chavilos. First of all, it's 6 months later. What's the chavilas chavilas? You're just saying, look, I'm not going to do anything with the lulav anyway. It's going to go into the garbage. It's going to go into shemus, whatever you're going to do with it. So this is a good way of using the lulav for a positive purpose. But it's complicated sometimes to figure out when we apply that principle. That once we did a mitzvah with the chef, so we'll do another mitzvah with it. And when do we say that einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos tells us fakaret, you should not do another mitzvah with that chef. Yeah. Maybe Taka, the answer is if it's mamish at the same time, so maybe you shouldn't do that. But if it's there's any hefsek in zman, that's what you wanted to say. We daven marav, so maybe that's the hefsek. So once you have that hefsek, it doesn't look like chavilos. It's mamish a different time. So it's a different time. So the din of einosim is chavilos made out of prayer. Maybe nefshim. So Tosfos there in Dibur Maschil Sha'ein in Psachim and Afkuf Beis Mabeis, Tosfos says that. Because of the din of Enos and Mrs. Chavilos Chavilos, we're very makbid that when we make a Sheva Brachas, you have to Bichas HaMazon, we have two kosas. We have a kos of Bichas HaMazon and a kos for the Sheva Brachas. We have two different kosas. We know that's you know, you got to take a course in Sheva Brachas 101. Before you bench after a Suda of Sheva Brachas, you got to know what you're doing, right? You have the three kosas, you have to know which ones to pour. You pour one and then the other. And then, well, there's a whole bilbil there, right? Literally, there's a whole tarovis that you have to make of all the kos. It's really not so complicated. Yeah. Right? Just pour, you make a bracha on the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Then you pour a little bit of the kos of Birchas HaMazon into the cup. Then you pour a little bit of the kos of Sheva Brachas into the cup. And then you just pour, from that mixture, you pour back into the other cup that came from the Sheva Brachas. You don't have to pour into your own cup. You're drinking from the kos of Birchas HaMazon. The Chasan and Kala are supposed to drink from both kosos. People are makbid that they make sure that there's a tarovis in all three kosos. I don't think this is necessary. You make a bar piagofen on the kos of Birchas HaMazon. You drink from the bar piagofen of the Birchas HaMazon. But you want to put the kos of Birchas HaMazon into the kos of Sheva Brachas. So just make sure that the Chasan and Kala are drinking from both. And that's enough. I think that's what you have to do. Anyway, Satosa says that the kos that you make the bar piagofen on from Birchas HaMazon should not be the kos that you make all the brachas and shavu brachas on, because if it would be the same coast, then the problem of Enos and Mrs. Chavilos would apply. But then they quote Rabbeinu Meshulam said there's no problem. Rabbeinu Meshulam haya omer hakol al kos echad the lo dami le brachas hamazon the kiddush the trei mili ninu kidyamina besamach aval hocha choda milsehi the brachas hamazon gorim le brachas nisuin. Rabbeinu Meshulam used to say that brachas hamazon is gorim the brachas nisuin. Without the brachas hamazon, you don't have a brachas nisuin. So therefore, the din of Enos and Mrs. Chavilos, he said, don't apply in this context. It doesn't matter. Brichas HaMazon and Kiddush are really two different things. That's the context of the Gemara. Brichas HaMazon and Kiddush are two different things. So that's why Enos and Mrs. Chavilos tells me you should have two different kosas. Rabbeinu Meshulam said that Brichas HaMazon and Brichas Nisuin, that's not two different things. Brichas HaMazon is gorim the Brichas Nisuin to come. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So you could say it just means that the Suda is going the Berchas Nisuin to come. But some read in to this Rabbeinu Meshulam that he's saying the Berchas HaMazon is going the Berchas Nisuin, meaning it's linked to the Berchas Nisuin. Just because the Suda is going the Berchas Nisuin, so what? But if Chazal didn't link the Berchas Nisuin to the Berchas HaMazon, so then why isn't it Chavilas Chavilas? It's still two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Berchas HaMazon, there's a mitzvah of Berchas Nisuin. Rabbeinu Meshulam must be saying that not only are the Sheva Brachas an outgrowth of the Su'uda, that because you have a Su'uda, you'll now have Sheva Brachas, but they're linked to the Birchas HaMazon. The Birchas HaMazon is Gorim, the Birchas Nisuin, in the sense that they're linked to the Birchas HaMazon, and they're part and parcel of the Birchas HaMazon, like the Rambam, perhaps. Right? The Diuk that the Briski Rav had in the Rambam. So that's why you would only need one kos. So some of the children of the Briski Rav pointed out that according to the father's Diuk, it would appear that maybe you should only have one kos. If the Briski Rav is medarek in the Rambam, he was so into the Rambams, right? So the Briski Rav is medarek from the Rambam that Birchas Nisuin really is a chelik of Birchas HaMazon. It's like a hazkara of Birchas HaMazon. So putting two and two together with Tosfos and Psachim on Daf Kuf Beis, what should come out is that briskers should really make the Sheva Brachas on the same kos as the Birchas HaMazon. They shouldn't make a different cup. They shouldn't make it on a different cup. I don't think even briskers do that, but it's interesting. It's an interesting ha'ara. Very interesting, however. That based on the Briski Rav's diuk from the Rambam, what should come out is that Taka, they should make the Sheva Brachas on the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Because it's really part of the Birchas HaMazon. It's not a separate mitzvah, so farkert. Rather than say Chavilos Chavilos and separate the kosos, bedavcha you should make the Birchas Chasan and the Sheva Brachas on the kos of Birchas HaMazon because it's linked. It's like with the same bracha. It's the same mitzvah. There are several other issues that the post can point out that might hinge on this question, whether we assume that Sheva Brachas is really part of Birchas HaMazon, or it's only coming in conjunction with the Birchas HaMazon. It's just part of all the brachas that you're saying on the Seuda, but it's really not linked to the Berachas HaMazon at all. It's linked to the Seuda. The first issue is, what's the halacha if someone doesn't eat from the Seuda? Can they be mitzaref to the minion of Sheva Brachas? That's a real shayla. It comes up all the time. The only thing worse than the scenario I gave you before, where a person is invited for the Seuda, he doesn't really know the Chasana Kala, and you want him to be the Pan Chadashos, is let's say you only invited six people to the Seuda. You invited the Chasana Kala, and you and your wife are making the Seuda, and the in-laws and the parents of the Chasana Kala are there. I guess that's eight people, and you're short a couple of people. So you don't even want to invite the Panim Chadashos for the meal. They're so chashuv that you don't even want to invite them to the meal. But you can invite them for a little, you know, at the end, just to make Sheva Brachas. So that's the question. Do they have to eat dessert, right? Do you have to be mechaved them with dessert? It would be nice. You're certainly imposing upon them to come for the Sheva Brachas, so why don't you give them a little food? Okay. The question is, do these people have to eat? Very often a person is coming just for the Sheva Brachas and say, it's okay, I don't have to eat. I already had supper. I don't like your cooking anyway. I don't know, whatever. Right? Do the people have to eat to be mitzdarif to the Sheva Brachas? That's the shayla over here. So there's a sefer Zohar Lavrom. It's quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva. I didn't find it inside, but the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Zohar Lavrom, who discusses this shayla. He has a suffix about this very issue. Can people who didn't eat at the Seuda be mitzdarif to the Sheva Brachas? Can they combine for the minion of the Sheva Brachas? So l'chora, the suffix of the Zohar Lavrom should be this question. If you assume that the Sheva Brachas are part of the Birchas HaMazon, so how can someone who's not being mitzdarif to the Birchas HaMazon be mitzdarif combined for the Sheva Brachas? If he's not part of the Birchas HaMazon, he's not part of the minyan asara for Birchas HaMazon, so how can he be mitzdarif? Right? If they're not going to... They can still bench. Right? They can still bench. But if they're not going to say Elokeinu, they're not going to look at it as a Birchas HaMazon ba'asara, so how can the guy be mitzdarif for Birchas Nisuin of asara? That's if you assume that Birchas Nisuin really is part of the Birchas HaMazon. But if you assume that the Birchas Nisuin is not part of the Birchas HaMazon, Birchas Nisuin is recited whenever you have a Seuda, because the Seuda is the context of Simcha. So once you have a Simcha, you'll be saying the Birchas Chasanim. It just so happens that we're saying other brachos, we're going to say Birchas HaMazon at the end of the Seuda, so we put all the brachos at the end of the Seuda. But really, Sheva Brachos is linked to the Seuda, not to the Birchas HaMazon. So if that's the case, then the matter is open for debate. You can say, well, maybe as long as you have the context of Simcha, so then anyone can be mitzdarif. That is a possibility. Or you could say, since ain't Simcha ela ba'achila, so maybe if you're not mitzdarif to that Simcha, so then you don't have a part of the Simcha for Chasana Kala, so you can't be mitzdarif to the Sheva Brachas. You see, if you assume that the Seuda is a context of Simcha wherein you're going to be chayav to say Sheva Brachas, so then you can raise the suffix. You can say that as long as there is a context of Simcha in this bias, so maybe I could say Sheva Brachas, even if I didn't add to that Simcha, I wasn't eating anything, but so what? There is Simcha over here. The Bach says there's Ribui Simcha, so that's fine. As long as we have a context of Ribui Simcha, maybe we should be able to say Sheva Brachas. On the other hand, you could say, since ain't Simcha below Achila, ain't Simcha ela ba'achila, so if I didn't add to the Simcha because I'm not eating, so then maybe I can't be mitzdarif to the Sheva Brachas either. But if you assume the other way, if you assume that Sheva Brachas is part of the Birchas HaMazon, l'chor it's a davar poshet, that someone who doesn't eat cannot be mitzdarif to the Sheva Brachas. So how do we pass? And I think most poskim assume that as long as you're mitzdarif in some way, that's fine. We're machmer to assume that the person should taka eat something. So the question is, what should they eat? Do they have to eat mizonos? Not so clear, right? Because in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon, you can say Elokeinu, if you have one or two people who don't even eat mizonos, even if they have a shahakol, as long as they're mitzdarif a little bit, that's enough. Just like if you have three, you can bench b'mizumen, even if one person only had a shahakol as well, he doesn't have to have a mizonos. So it could be in the context of Sheva Brachos as well. Maybe it's not necessary to have a mizonos, as long as they'll be mitzdarif for the minyan asara of Birchas HaMazon, so then they certainly can be mitzdarif for the minyan of Sheva Brachos as well. So that's what the poskim suggests, that you really should eat something if you want to combine for the Sheva Brachos. Another interesting shaila that's raised, this also comes up left and right, because many chasanas are held on Sunday. So if they're held on Sunday by day, the last day of Sheva Brachas, the Shabbos, so this is a real, real shaila. What happens if the Shivas Yimei HaMishta end on that particular day? But the Sheva Brachah, the Suda, is going to be continuing into the night. Can you say Sheva Brachah or not? So normally it doesn't happen that much if the Chasen is not held on Sunday. Because if it's not held on Sunday, so then the last Sheva Brachah is the night before the last day. So they could make another Sheva Brachah for lunch, but they don't have to. I mean, the truth is the whole idea of Sheva Brachah, it just means you can have Sheva Brachah. There's no chiyuv to have a Suda for Sheva Brachah every day. Right? But the minhag now is to try to do it every day. But it used to be they didn't have so many sudas. They had Shabbos, Sheva Brachos. Maybe they had one or two sudas with a friend. It was not that common. Nowadays, I think, you know, now that we have the Vart and the Ufruf and the Shabbos, Sheva Brachos and the this and the that and whatever. So now they have, and the whole family has to be, you know, Fatrach, Tarangeton, and the whole Simcha for 3 weeks. For 3 weeks, they can't function for 3 weeks. I just don't understand it. But it's beautiful. We're looking for an opportunity to share Simcha, but sometimes it's so onerous on the family that they like wish they don't have another chasana for another year, which is not the best thing to wish, right? Anyway, it's something to consider once you consider whether you're imposing on the family or you're really adding simcha to the family. Anyway, so let's assume at the last day of the Shivas Yimei HaMishta is Shabbos. So if it's Shabbos, so then your last Sheva Brachos Taka is going to be Shalosh Shudas, because you're going to have Sheva Brachos for every Suda. So what do you do? What do you do? The Shalosh Shudas normally extends into the evening, after Shkia, certainly after Tzitzik HaChavim. I mean, certainly after Shkia, but maybe even after Tzitzik HaChavim. But once it's after Shkia, so who says that we can say Sheva Brachos at the end of that Suda? What's the halacha if it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, would you say Yalav Yavo if the Suda continues after Shkia? Let me ask you a different question. What happens if your Shalosh Shudas every week extends after Shkia? Do you say Ritzei in that Suda? Yes.
It goes
by the beginning of the Suda. Ah, so Gary says that the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Peches Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch passes that we always follow the Tchilas HaSuda. We always follow the beginning. So if the Tchilas HaSuda was on the day when you would have to say the Hazkara, so even if it continues after Shkia, we still say that Hazkara. So at first glance you say, the same should hold true of Sheva Brachos. If the Shivas Yimei HaMishta are ending with this Suda, but the Suda is Nimshach to the Laila, it extends into the night, why not say Sheva Brachos? What's the difference? What's the difference between this and a typical Ritzei on Shalosh Shudas? Oh, the difference is the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva and Arachayim there in Hilchos Birchos HaMazon, Kukuf Peches, excuse me, and Ozayim. The last Shari Tshuva in that simin, he quotes from the Sefer Ginas Vrodim. Ginas Vrodim. Ginas Vrodim is a Sfaradish Gaon who wrote Tshuvas, but it's not really Tshuvas. It's interesting. It's interesting Tshuvas. In Klal Aleph. So Klal Aleph is pretty long, I think. He has a lot in that Klal Aleph. But in the Sefer Ginas Vrodim, he points out, he says, even according to the Poskim, who assume that you follow Tchilas Hasuda for the other Hazkaras of Birchas HaMazon, but for Sheva Brachos, we will not follow the beginning of the Suda. This is what the Ginas Radim says. Afilu laposkim daslina basar hascholas hasuda hainu le'in hazkara hu v'zayin brachos d'chosen shenimshach hasudas yom zayin ad le'el ches v'aday ein levarach zayin brachos, he says. When it comes to the Sheva Brachos, we don't make Sheva Brachos yet to Shkia. That's what he says. The question is, why not? Why does the Ginas Vrodim distinguish between Yalav Yavo and Ritzei on the one hand and Sheva Brachos on the other hand? Why should I distinguish between the two? So, I saw Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in a beautiful Sefer, Hadras Kodesh. We know Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a Sefer Mikroi Kodesh on Moadim, but he has a Sefer Hadras Kodesh. It's one of these later Svarim that his Yarshin and his family put together from Ksavim, different Ksavim that he had. So they quote there that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger, who felt that from here is a raya that we hold the Sheva Brachos really is not a part of Birchas HaMazon. Because if Sheva Brachos were part of Birchas HaMazon, you follow Tchilas HaSuda for Yalav Yavon, for Itzei, for the other Haskaras of Birchas HaMazon, so Maishna Sheva Brachos. Manishtana Sheva Brachos from the other Haskaras. Rav Shlomo Kluger thought from here is a raya that Sheva Brachos is obviously not a part of Birchas HaMazon. It's linked to the Seuda. The Seuda is a context. It's a hechatimtza of Simcha. Once you have Simcha, so then you're going to make the Sheva Brachos. Why do we make the Sheva Brachos at the end of the meal after Brachos HaMazon? Brachos HaMazon is a bracha d'oraisa, so we figure, let's say the Brachos HaMazon first, and then we'll be masader, we'll arrange all the other brachos after Brachos HaMazon. But it's not that it's linked to the Brachos HaMazon. If it's linked to the Brachos HaMazon, so why is it any different than other hazkaras of Brachos HaMazon? If for all the other hazkaras you follow the beginning of the meal, so for Sheva Brachos we should follow the beginning of the meal as well. The Ginas Vradim perhaps is the raya that Sheva Brachos really is not part of the Brachos HaMazon. Like the first day in Tosim Psachim, that's why we have two different kosos. That works out nicely. We have two different kosos because we assume that it's not part of the Brachos HaMazon. So the Din of Einos and Mrs. Chavilos Chavilos would apply. And for the self same reason, maybe we wouldn't follow the beginning of the Seuda, because just because we follow Tchilas HaSuda for other Hazkaros, this is not a Hazkara. So if it's not a Hazkara, if it's not linked to the Brachos HaMazon, so maybe we shouldn't follow the beginning of the meal, but rather once it's Shkia, we're not going to say Sheva Brachos. So what do we do, Lamais? Yeah, go ahead.
Would the Brisker Rav say Sheva Brachos after Shabbos?
Right, so that's strange, right? The Brisker Rav didn't have one cup for Brachos HaMazon and for Sheva Brachos as well, so it's a little bit strange. We don't really understand. He holds on the one hand that Sheva Brachos really is linked to the Brachos HaMazon, but yet it doesn't practically play out, Halach Lamaisa, even according to him. It's questionable exactly how he would make it play out. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What should come out is that the Brisker Rav would say Sheva Brachos even after Shkia. Why not? And that should be no different than any other Azkar of Brachos HaMazon. What do we do, Lamaisa? Lamaisa. Right? If the Shiva Simea Mishnah is ending on Shabbos, so what do we do with Shalashudis? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank there in the footnote, this is not Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank itself, but the one who wrote the footnotes to the Sefer Hadras Kodesh, so he quotes Rav Feivel Frank, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's nephew, getting a lot of Franks involved. The whole Frank family is going to get involved here. So apparently Rav Feivel Frank suggested maybe if the Suda is extending Per Shkia, we should say Sheva Brachos in the middle of the meal. You can't say it at the end of the meal, so say it in the middle of the meal. So that, I think most poskim would assume we shouldn't do that. Because once Chazal and Masakin Sheva Brachos at the end of the meal, we're not going to start to jump around, because then people are going to make mistakes. They're going to say it at the wrong time. Once Chazal and Masakin to say it at the end of the meal, we're not going to change. Rav Feivel Frank thought, what's the big deal? That's the big deal. If we understand that we're saying it early because we want to say it before Shkia, what's the big deal? I think the minig is to bench early. I think the minig is that they finish eating, they'll bench before Shkia, they'll have an early Suda, they'll bench before Shkia so that they can say Sheva Brachos early, and then they could serve dessert there. Well, actually, no. If it's after Shabbat, if they bench before Shkia, then they can serve dessert before Shkia. If they bench right at Shkia and they don't have time to serve dessert, so they should have the speeches afterwards. Right? Of course, you'll have to have long speeches to extend as far as you want to extend, because we don't want to daven Ma'ariv early. Even if you makbid for 42 minutes after Shkia, so, right? Generally, makbid a shir of around 40 minutes after Shkia.
See, then you just
on Shabbos. I'm sorry.
So then you have a shir. You explain what you just did.
Oh, right.
Why you did.
Right, you can have a 10-15 minute shir just explaining what you did. Then you have a couple of nice divrei Torah about the chasen and kala, and then you can have marv. Yes.
Isn't it easier to just have the meal during the Shabbos Suda, like during the day earlier?
Of course, but if you're having a special Suda for Shabbos Suda, so the chasen and kala, which I think you are having, right? Every Suda that you have on the Shabbos Shabbos Brachos is special for the chasen and kala. Right. You should know. You got to be very careful about that. One of the requirements to make Sheva Brachos is that the Suda has to be special for the Chasan and Kala. The Shiloh often comes up, let's say Chasan and Kala are in the week of Sheva Brachos, and they go to a bris. It's a bris in the family, or a friend is making a bris. I was at a bris with someone who was not a member of the family, but they were very friendly with the person who had a baby, and the Chasan and Kala wanted to come to the bris. So they came to the bris. They did not have Sheva Brachos at that bris, because that Suda was not special for the Chasan and Kala. It's got to be special for the Chasan and Kala. So that's why some shuls are makbid that if you have a Shabbos Sheva Brachos, and as part of the Shabbos Sheva Brachos, the family gets together with the community for Shalashudis, they should add to the Shalashudis. They have the same stale rolls and rancid tuna fish. I don't know, whatever. They have the same food that they normally have for Shalashudis. So that's not a Shabbos Sheva. First of all, it's not going to add simcha extra to anyone, right? Extra. They have to have some kind of extra. So instead of just having rancid tuna fish, they should have rancid egg salad too. You know? They should add a little bit more for the Sheva Brachos. I don't know.
But you don't have to have Shabbos Sheva.
What?
You don't have to have Shabbos.
You don't have to. You don't have to. But I think they want to. The minhag is to do it. The minhag is to have a Shabbos Sheva Brachos as well. To have a Shalashudis Sheva Brachos as well. That's the last opportunity. That's not have a Sheva Brachas Shalosh Shudas? I've never heard of anyone who wouldn't have that. We assume that at every meal you should have Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. So that's the best thing to do, to try to bench early. I've seen it done. Bench early before Shkia and have the speeches afterwards. You have your long, they always have a long drusha, Shalosh Shudas, the last Sheva Brachas. It's the send-off. Right? So you have your big speaker for 25 minutes, but have him after the meal. You don't have to have him before the meal. Have him after the meal, then you won't have a problem. And noch besser would be to finish enough time before Shkia that you could even have a dessert. Then if you can have a dessert, once people start eating, so they should have in mind that they're not mesalek the das from eating. So they can have the dessert, then they can start eating, they can continue eating. They can have a little bit more. Have a dessert afterwards, and you can have a speaker over dessert, and then you shouldn't have a problem at all. Okay. The final nafkamina that I wanted to share with you is something that comes up also, all the time. What's the halacha if a person comes to a chasna, but he doesn't want to stay till the bitter end? What does he do? What does he do? What can you do? People have the shayla all the time. What can I do? Can I bench? Can I not bench? Should I wash? Maybe I shouldn't wash. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he suggests that what you should do is you should have in mind not to be mitzdarif to the Birchas HaMazon. When you wash and when you make a hamotzi, you should have in mind not to be mitzdarif to the Birchas HaMazon. Rav Moshe says as long as you have in mind not to be mitzdarif, there's no problem at all. How does he know that that works? I have in mind not to combine for the Birchas HaMazon, so how does that work? So he quotes an interesting raya from Hilchas Tisha B'Av of all places. Boy, we're talking about chasanis here. But yes, kol ha-tara kula, miksha achasi. The halacha in Tisha B'Av is that for the Sudam of Sekis, you're not supposed to have a zimun. The Sudam of Sekis is supposed to be a sad meal. So you're not supposed to have a zimun, you're not supposed to combine with anyone else. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Tavkuf Nun Beis, Tavkuf Nun Beis, Sifkot and Tes, the Magen Avraham says, you should be careful not to sit together with two other people. If you don't sit with two other people, then you won't have a zimun. But he says that if it turns out, im ira sha'ochu gimel biachad lo yezamnu. The Magen Avraham quotes Minhagim from the Maril that even if it turns out that you ate together with three people, you eat together and then you turn around and say, hey, we've been eating together. But you sat down, you expected to sit separately, but it's camp. So how separately can you possibly sit? You sit down, you're not thinking that you don't want to be mitzdarif with anyone, you're just sitting down separately. And then other people are sitting down, then you start to talk. And by the time you know it, you've eaten your egg, you've eaten your challah, and basically you've been eating together. Magen Avraham says you still don't have a zimun. The Sudam of Sekis is sad. Merely not supposed to have a zimun at all. Rav Moshe says from that Magen Avraham you see that if your das, if your intention is not to have a zimun, even if it turns out that you really did eat together, you don't make a zimun. So kol shkein, if you have das not to be mitzdaref, then you shouldn't be able to be mitzdaref for Birchas HaMazon either. And he quotes Rav Shlomo Kluge. Rav Shlomo Kluge in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he says this beferish. Does he quote the Magen Avraham? No. Rav Shlomo Kluge in the Chochma Shlomo in Shulchan Aruch is not the Marshal. It's Rav Shlomo Kluge, who was a big gaon, who wrote many, many tshuvas. So he also wrote Ha'aras on the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shlomo Kluge writes that if a person has in mind not to be mitzdarif for Birchas HaMazon, he's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. Zok Rav Moshe, that's the solution to our problem. As long as you have in mind not to be mitzdarif to Birchas HaMazon, there's no problem. You're not going to be part of the Birchas HaMazon. If you're not part of the Birchas HaMazon, there's no chiyuv to stay for Sheva Brachos. What's the problem? The whole problem, we say, is, well, I can't leave. I'm part of the Suda. Don't have a chiyuv to stay for Sheva Brachos. No, Rav Moshe says, don't be mitzdarif to Birchas HaMazon, then you don't have a problem. How can I not be mitzdarif? The answer is, if you have das not to be mitzdarif, you're not going to be part of that minion. So if you're not part of the minion, there's no issue. Rav Moshe's Svara clearly is implying what? That Sheva Brachos is linked to Birchas HaMazon. If you would say it's not linked to Birchas HaMazon, so what that I'm not mitzdarif to Birchas HaMazon? So you're not mitzdarif to Birchas HaMazon, you're not part of the Zimun. But what does that have to do with Sheva Brachos? Maybe I'm part of the Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos. I have a Chiyuv to say Sheva Brachos, even if I'm not part of the Zimun. What does Zimun have to do with Sheva Brachos? Rav Moshe is clearly assuming it has everything to do with Sheva Brachos. The Zimun is linked to the Birchas HaMazon. So if it's linked to the Birchas HaMazon, and you're not going to combine for the Zimun of Birchas HaMazon, then you're not going to be part of the Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos either, because the whole Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is linked to the Birchas HaMazon. Yes?
Does it matter that you already heard Sheva Brachos once at the Chuppah?
You're saying if you understand the Shavuot of the Chuppah is al shame the Seuda, so if you've already been Yotze, you'll have Shavuot, so maybe there's no problem. That's a good Ha'ara. The problem is others claim it's not true. Others claim that the Shavuot of the Chuppah is separate. It's a different Mechayiv. That's the Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, I think we all assume, is that Sheva Brachas at the Seuda is a separate Mechayiv. That's the Mechayiv of that Sheva Brachas is the Seuda. So in that case, the difference, even if you were at the Chuppah, that doesn't potter you from Sheva Brachas at the Seuda. But this Svar will help you. Because so if you're not mitzvah to the Brachas HaMazon, there's no problem.
So we're just saying that there's a chiyuv on everybody who's at that meal to hear the Sheva Brachas?
Reb Moshe seems to be assuming that anyone who's mitzvah to the Brachas HaMazon should have a chiyuv of Sheva Brachas.
Even
so if
he's
you,
not adding anything to that. Meaning there's like, he's not Panim Chadash.
He's not Panim Chadash.
He's not, there's a million people there, so he's not.
No. But if you assume that the Mechayev of Sheva Brachas at the meal is different than the Chuppah,
right.
So it turns out that he is Panim Chadash. Because well, there's no din of Panim Chadashos at the Chuppah. Panim Chadashos starts at the Seudos. So he's one of the Panim Chadashos.
There's 300 Panim Chadashos.
Okay, so. But if you assume that everyone who's at the Seuda now has a Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos to be Misamech, the Chasam Echala, the Kala, at the Sheva Brachos, then he has the Chiyuv to be Misamech, Chasam Echala too. Right? So maybe he would have a Chiyuv to be part of that Sheva Brachos. But if he's not Mitztarev to the Zimun, maybe then he doesn't have a Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos. But we don't assume like that. We've been proving left and right that Sheva Brachos is not linked to the Brachos HaMazon, so how are we going to get out of it? Right? L'chora, it's a little difficult. Reb Moshe's Svar is assuming that Sheva Brachos is really linked to the Brachos HaMazon, but he doesn't quite say that. But that's obviously what he's assuming, but we don't assume like that. I think we assume that it's a separate Mechayev, that it's the Suda that's Mechayev. That's why we claim that you can't say Sheva Brachos after Shkia. On the last day of the Shiva Simei Hamishta, and that's why we also claim that that you should have two different kosos. So what should a person do? Person gets to the chasana. You can't stay till the bitter end. So he's not allowed to wash. That's what some people do. They don't wash. They don't want to get involved in the problem. I saw in the Sefer Nisuim Kilchasam a beautiful, beautiful Sefer that came out years ago on Chuppah v'Kiddush and everything about Nisuim. So he actually quotes two other svaras from different poskim to say that there are other ways out of this. First of all, he quotes from the Gaon Rav Yonason Steif. Rav Yonason Steif was a Gaon about 60 years ago in America. 50, 60 years ago in America. He's a big Gaon. Rav Yonason Steif has tshuvas. In one of his tshuvas, he suggests the following notion. He says, maybe Sheva Brachos is a chovas hatzibur. It's a chovas hatzibur, meaning there's an obligation on the tzibur for whom there is a chiyuv of Sheva Brachos to make Sheva Brachos. It's not an obligation on each individual of that tzibur. The tzibur has to make Sheva Brachos. Mashal akach, he says. Well, he doesn't say this, but mashal akach, some say. Kriyas haTorah, according to many poskim, is a chovas hatzibur. That means that I don't have to hear every single word that the Baal Kore says. I don't have to hear every word of the Kriyas HaTorah. As long as there are 10 people who hear every word of the Kriyas HaTorah, we can be Yotze. The Tzibur can be Yotze. Let's say you have a Bar Mitzvah Bacher who's leaning. So very often you can't hear the whole Kriyas HaTorah. If you're standing far away, you're not going to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Bar Mitzvah Bacher. He's low. He's leaning low. But as long as there are 10 people around the Bima who hear the Kriyas HaTorah, between the Bar Mitzvah Bacher himself and the Ola and the two Gaboyim and the five people who are standing right there, they can be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. The Tzibur is Chayav in Kriyas HaTorah because they had a Shachris together. So the Shachris together now is Mechayav the Tzibur to hear a Kriyas HaTorah. They have a Tzibur who hears the Kriyas HaTorah. Even if you as an individual do not hear the Kriyas HaTorah, there's no problem. We all know that the Briskers are very makbid. The Briskers are makbid to hear every word. If they miss a Kriyas HaTorah, let's say someone's traveling, if he was in Eretz Yisrael and he travels to America, or if he was in America for Yom Tov and he's going back to Yeshiva, so sometimes you'll miss a Parsha. So they're very medactic to make up the Parsha. Why are they medactic to make up the Parsha? Because they assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYochid. So if it's a Chovas HaYochid, then you have an obligation to be Mashlim Parshios of Imatzibur. You have to hear all of the Parshios. The Briskerov went even further. The Briskerov used to assume that the Brachos on the Kriyas HaTorah are part of the Kriyas HaTorah as well. And he was makbid that if he missed the Brachos, even if he missed the Baruchu of the Kohen, he'd go to a different place. They tell a story that the Briskerov, and he was going to shul mincha by Shabbos, and he missed the baruchu, not even the brichas haTorah of the kohen. He missed the baruchu of the kohen before his bracha, so he said, "We've got to go to a different shul," because he felt that the kriyas haTorah is a chovas hayachid. Not only that, but the baruchos are part and parcel of the kriya. So if you miss the kriya, you'd have to get another kriya. Even if you missed the brachos, you'd have to get another kriya because you have an obligation to hear everything. Not just Parshas Zohar. Everyone knows Parshas Zohar is a chovus hayochid, right? It's a chiv on the individual. Everyone has to hear Parshas Zohar. No, the Brisker Rav held kriya satar in general is a chovus hayochid. You got to hear every word. So, the question is, what is Sheva Brachos? What is Sheva Brachos? Is Sheva Brachos a chovus hayochid or a chovus hatzibur? Rav Yonason Steif assumes it's a chovus hatzibur. That means that the tzibur that has the obligation of Sheva Brachos on it has to have 10 people say Sheva Brachos. Does that mean each individual has to hear the Sheva Brachos? No. As long as the tzibur is staying, I have no problem. I was part of the tzibur that had that chiyuv, but 10 people of that tzibur have to say Sheva Brachos. Just like only 10 people have to hear Kriyas HaTorah in the tzibur, it's not the whole tzibur that has to hear the whole kriya. So too, it could be that the chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is the chovus hatzibur. So as long as 10 people of the tzibur are making Sheva Brachos, I have no problem. I was part of the tzibur that had the chiyuv, but I don't have to be part of the tzibur that is yotze that chiyuv by hearing the Sheva Brachos. That's one idea. Dayan Weiss, in his sefer Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Beis, this is in Chelek Beis Simon Mem Gimel, if you want to look it up. Dayan Weiss suggests a different answer. He says something fascinating. He said, maybe the whole chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is only a schal at the time of Berachas HaMazon. Maybe that's the nature of the chiyuv. The su'uda is the context of ribui simcha, the context that is going to be mechayev in Sheva Brachos. But when Chazal instituted that Sheva Brachos should be recited together with the Berachas HaMazon or at the same time as Berachas HaMazon, maybe what they were saying is the actual mechayev in Sheva Brachos is at the end of the meal. When you end the meal, then you're mechayev to say Sheva Brachos. If that's the case, someone who leaves before the end of the meal, maybe the chiyuv was never chal on it to begin with. Maybe he doesn't have a problem to begin with. Reb Moshe wants to say, avada, you have a problem, but just have in mind not to be mitzdarif. Reb Yonason Steif says, you should have a problem, but it's not really you, it's not your problem, it's the tzibur's problem. So as long as you have 10 people who are saying Sheva Brachos, there's no issue, because it's not a chiyuv on the individual. And Dayan Weiss says, maybe you don't have a problem to begin with. Maybe the whole kushim ekar lesa, the whole kasha never began. Because maybe the chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is only chal b'shas birchas hamazon. Meaning Chazal instituted that the achil is mechayev, but it's only mechayev at the end. That's when Chazal wanted you to say the Sheva Brachos. So maybe someone who leaves before the end, he never had the chiyuv to begin with, because it's only when they want to bench, when they're finished with the meal, maybe when they're finished with the achila, finishing the meal means that the achila is over. Maybe it's when you finish the achila, you've now consummated that ribui simcha for the chasana kala, so that's when the chiyuv of Sheva Brachos kicks in. So someone who leaves before the end of the meal, maybe he never had the chiyuv of Sheva Brachos to begin with. Not a chovas hayochid, not a chovas hatzibur, he doesn't have a chiyuv at all. So if he doesn't have a chiyuv at all, what's the problem? Now, if he wants to wash, he still has to have in mind not to be mitzdarif. Because if he's mitzdarif to the Birchas HaMazon, he might have to stay till the end, not alts the Sheva Brachos, but alts Birchas HaMazon with the Zimun. He still should have in mind to be mitzdarif. But it's not that not being mitzdarif gets him out of the Sheva Brachos. Not being mitzdarif gets him out of the Zimun, of the Chiyuv of Zimun. Getting out of the Sheva Brachos, Dayan Weiss claims there's no issue. Because if he's not there, if he's not on hand at the end of the meal, maybe the whole Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos did not apply to him at all.